Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
What have you been doing for 28 years?
Waiting for this moment.
Welcome to episode 4 of our Rockford Suburbs Fest series here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan. We recorded these episodes at Suburbs Fest at Pig Minds Brewing. And today we are hearing from and talking with my old friend Mike White. Mike and I met when I lived in Rockford in the early and mid-90s, and I just fell in love with his music. He is an excellent songwriter, and I was happy to have him perform for the peoples. And now, let's hear from Mike White.
Right now, I want to introduce... You want to go by Mike or Michael?
I don't care.
Oh. Mike White, everyone.
All right, thanks to Jim for inviting me to do this. We haven't seen each other in about 30 years, I think. And I told him, I don't do this anymore. It's like, I don't really play music anymore. So I said, I feel kind of like, I told him earlier, I feel like they thought out Walt Disney and expect me to draw a mouse all of a sudden. So, a trailer in Madeira just to have a place to sleep next to silver cans of cellular. Some they'll burn, some they'll keep. Paper Chinese lanterns are sailing softly in the air. Looks like someone had a party here and left with fond regard. The town is nearly empty now. Crews left their cheap hotels, all slipping back to Hollywood, where the blue skies fell. Those fields of sage and sunflowers are just a blur as we sail past. But they're gone now that it's winter, 'cause there ain't nothing meant to last. There was one sorry piece of real estate where we ended up that night. We turned it into paradise. We turned out the lights. And the highway broke the spell. I hope to hear you're happy where the blue skies fell. There's a church big as a shopping mall next to the road where I broke down. But it might as well be Hollywood, for all those vultures went around. I know I can't afford their heaven, and I won't accept their hell. So just let me land where the blue skies fell. Thank you. Thank you. I only forgot a little bit of it. All right. Here's a really old one. I think wrote this one in the Van Buren administration. I think I'll do it in a different key just to make it even harder. Rolled down the window and let in some air. Don't worry about your baby. Your baby's not here. The sun through the window and the wind in her hair. You steered that pickup south to Mexico. I left a bed unmade in a room downtown. He was thinking about a ring and a matrimony. Buddy, lock the door behind you, and he filled the tank with gas, and they took that long, hot drive to Mexico. To Mexico. Well, it's just another day. To Mexico, they were running away. Running from a broken heart. To Mexico. Fight in the heat, and they sleep on the sand. He's watching their mind as it falls from her hand. The cracks in the pavement are showing them where to go. Young fools to Mexico. Mexico. Mexico, well, it's just another day. To Mexico, they were running away from a broken heart. So I told Jim I just do two. Like I say, I never play anymore. So we're gonna catch up on some talking and stuff. Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot.
So I lived in Rockford from 1990 to 1996. Was good friends here with Mike. He was not necessarily as good of friends with me, but I was good friends with him. And. And I moved away, and now I'm back. And so my first question for Mike is, what have you been doing for 28 years?
Waiting for this moment. It's just like,
okay. All right.
They should. Yeah, this should be like a reality show. Jim and I reunited. We patched everything up. I've been doing some stuff. I don't know.
Well, you got married.
I got married, yes, and
lovely wife back here.
Yes, it's going to be about to be our 20th anniversary coming up here. So,
yeah. Congratulations!
That's right. I got married, and I didn't get divorced this time. That was good. doing some music, but not for a while. I was really terrified to do this tonight.
He was great, wasn't he? Great.
I just don't play out anymore. And I was doing a band right before COVID, and I was the guitar player, and I sang a little bit and did some songs, but I haven't done anything except for one thing since. So thanks for being really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, it was great.
That second song you did, was that a Box Elders song?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Box Elders was the band I remember you in when I lived here, and fantastic band. I recently turned Patrick onto the Box
Unbelievable
Elders.
Unbelievable stuff.
Thank you.
And great really stuff. Great. And yeah, when you played that, I was like, yeah, that's one of the old tunes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's
what makes that song have such longevity in your mind?
It doesn't in my mind. It's just people want to hear it. I mean, it's like I can't get away from that song. No, I don't know. It's just, I guess it's a kind of vivid, I don't know, imagery or something. I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, it's interesting that it was written during the Van Buren administration, because yeah. I think Townes Van Zandt will now owe you a debt somewhere along the line in music history, because that really, to me, evoked a Townes Van Zandt song when you were playing it solo on your guitar.
Thank you. That's a real compliment.
Just had that evocative sort of mystery about it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, that song's really old. I'm not joking. I think I wrote it in 1978 or something, and we didn't record it till when did we do that record? 89, I guess,
something like that. Yeah. The Box Elders, yeah.
Yeah.
And you've been in several bands.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the other bands we were talking about earlier are Pinecone.
Yeah.
Is one. The Blind Robins was another. By the way, you can hear the Blind Robins stuff on the streamings.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, it's all over. We put out two albums, yeah.
Yeah, so check that out. And then you've put out a lot of solo stuff as well.
Yeah, bits and pieces, yeah. There's the last thing we did was quite a project. I did a record with some friends that I'd played with for a long time, from Rockford, mostly Rockford people. We recorded down in Champaign, and with a really great engineer who had a studio down there, Mark Rubel. And unfortunately, Mark passed away like a month ago, 2 months ago. We were the last album he recorded in Champaign before moving down to teach recording at Blackbird Studios in Nashville, which is a huge, enormous studio. And in his place was just really incredible. It was like walking into a candy store of stuff to record. And yeah, so there are bits of some of those songs are out there. I got some on the Bandcamp thing you can download. So
yeah, if you go to Bandcamp, it's Michael White with a Y.
Yeah.
Michael White.
Yes.
Check that out. I was going to ask you, what do you prefer? Do you prefer a band or you prefer doing band. Stuff yourself?
You can't tell. A band, I'm up there shaking. Yeah. I like hiding in the band. In fact, the last band I was in, I told them, I said, I'll play the parts. Just send somebody else out on stage to act like they're doing it. Because it's like.
So you're Brian Wilson.
Well, there you go. Could be. Yeah. It's just, it used to be easier, it seemed like, to perform.
Mike, but everything used to be easier.
Well, interviews were way easier back then.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Was there ever a point, Mike, and I've been messing around in a lo-fi band, myself for a long time, but was there ever a point where you thought, I do want to do this, like make a shot at it for a living? Or there was a point where you said, nah, I think to me, music is going to remain something personal or something I'll do, kind of as a hobby that I can keep close to myself.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now.
Yeah.
We really pushed hard in some of the bands, Pinecone. And the Blind Robins, especially the Blind Robins got a really nice following in Europe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
we started getting played like immediately there.
Amazing.
And, I got some songs and like Emily got some songs and TV shows and movies and stuff like that. So, we really gave that one the college try. But at some point it was just like, with all the media changing, the streaming service is coming in. I have a lot of friends who are my age. I'm 66, who are still out there doing the road warrior thing, and they're great at it. They're great people, really great artists who should be better known, frankly. And they're still out there pumping it. But at some point it was just like, is it going to be, it seemed like it would be diminishing returns, And so, and I have a nice life. I got a little studio. I can still go back and make some music.
Yeah. So. There you go. Right. Yeah. Exactly. I envy that because I never gave it the college try.
You didn't give college the college try.
No, I couldn't even give college the college try. That was part of the problem.
That's right.
We'll get Mike to produce our next project.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bag of questions time. We like this one? We like this. Yeah, we like this one. Okay. What's the best Christmas present you ever got?
Ooh. Toboggan. I got a toboggan when I was a kid.
Toboggan to ride on or to wear?
to ride on.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that was a great one. Yeah.
How old were you?
I think I was like eight or nine.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And that's back when it actually snowed.
Oh, yeah. We would go. I mean, there were some great hills to go on. That was really fun.
There you go. All right.
It's a good present. Yeah. Mike White.
Mike White, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
I don't get the drink question.
Check out the Blind Robins.
What about the whiskey? Whiskey neat?
I don't drink whiskey. I drink vodka.
And I drink it on the rocks.
Yeah, right.
There it is.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks to Mike. You can find Mike's music in a number of places. Look for The Blind Robins on the major streaming platforms. And look for Michael White on Bandcamp. And that's White with a Y in the middle. Tomorrow, we will welcome to the show Phil Yates. Another great singer and songwriter from Chicago. Now let's play out with a Blind Robin song from their album Panorama Valley. This is Cash and the Carters. It's one of my favorites. I'm Jim Lenihan. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Diagnosis came down. needle pricks and pain that only sometimes goes away. But Cash and the Carters sing peace in the valley, brings comfort to my mind. And I picture myself in the arms of heaven when I leave this world behind. But we're all terminal from the first breath that we take. The door swings open and the nurses gather around, and another drug goes swimming in my veins. But Cash and the Carters singing peace in the valley brings comfort to my mind. And I picture myself in the arms of heaven when I leave this world behind.
We have a quick trivia question for Mike White. Let's once again give it up for Mike.
Oh, thank you.
Mike, can you name the lead singer of the Bloody Stumps?
Was it Arlo Guthrie?
That's correct, sir. One for one.
Yeah.
No one should know anything about the Bloody Stumps. It should be stricken from all memories.
I'm looking at the box of tapes and I'm getting really nervous about standing next to it. It's
like, yeah, you should.
I'm getting a little creeped out, actually.
Well,
I still say that one song needed a harmonica.